It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The New York Times is reporting that Asia Argento, one of the first public accusers of Hollywood sleazeball Harvey Weinstein, settled a sexual assault claim of her own with a then underage child actor. According to the report, Argento, a leading voice of the hashtag MeToo movement, had sex with the boy, Jimmy Bennett, at a hotel in Marina Del Rey, California, when he was only 17 years old. She was 37. Age of consent in California is 18. Argento allegedly paid him $380,000 as part of a settlement to keep quiet. She met him when he was only 7, and they worked on a movie together where she played his mom in The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things. Demi Lovato's backup dancer is denying giving the confident singer drugs before her overdose. Danny Vitale wrote on Instagram, "I've never touched nor even seen a drug in my entire life. I do not do drugs, nor would I ever encourage or supply them to anyone I love." The dancer went on to explain how rumors that she had supplied Lovato with drugs ruined her life, saying, "I wound up not leaving my house or bed for 3 weeks." Lovato attended her 28th birthday party on July 23rd, just hours before she overdosed at her home in L.A. Director Peter Berg says his documentary about Rihanna's rise to fame could be in theaters in about a month and a half. Plans for the film were reported in 2015. During a recent interview, he said, "I think she's an extraordinary young woman, and this is going to be a kind of a pretty comprehensive profile of what goes on in making the talent that she is. The work ethic, the talent, the luck, the hustle, the vision. She's a really, really interesting woman, and the movie will be out in about a month and a half. 2 months, we'll be able to start showing it."
I would like to see that, especially if it has like younger footage of her as a girl.
Yeah.
That's really cool to me.
Marky Mark and his brothers, Donnie and Paul Wahlberg, are bringing their burger joint to the Indianapolis area, where they will film episodes of the TV show that shares the restaurant's name, Wahlburgers, on A&E. The celebrities will be on hand for the restaurant's opening next summer. Wahlburgers will open a location somewhere in the Indy area, but the firm has not yet said where. The developer's website lists a site in Carmel with over 5,800 square feet of space available. The show follows the dining escapades of Mark, Donnie, and Paul. Their mother, Alma, also appears on the show. She's a mother of 9. The menu is stacked with burger options, sandwiches, and salads, and it also includes items from her recipe book. The Carmel location, fueling speculation, is near the Meyer on West Carmel Drive.
Ooh, nom nom nom.
Kevin Spacey's new movie only took in $126 in its opening day. Billionaire Boys Club quietly opened Friday in 8 theaters across the U.S. The crime drama earned just $126 for the day and another $162 on Saturday for a two-day total of just $287.
I think more concession stuff was bought than movie ticket money.
I think so, too. He was accused, of course, last fall of sexual assault by a number of men and young boys, but the movie distributor decided to go ahead and release it. Ariana Grande broke down crying as she opened up about the impact of the Manchester Arena bombing that it had on her life. When asked about her track Get Well Soon from her Sweetener album and the importance of it to her in relation to last year's terror attack, she instantly started tearing up.
You know, it's just about like just being there for each other and like helping each other through scary times and like anxiety. And, you know, some dark there, man. But we just have to like be there for each other as much as we can, because you never know, you know.
Really sad. That is the garbage.